Earlier this month, an 11-year-old Alabama boy was hunting with his father in a commercial preserve where he shot and killed a wild hog. Now, we report this item neither to praise nor condemn young Jameson Stone, but only to remark on the extraordinary size of the animal. The hog, whose picture is circulating on the internet with the alacrity of a Diet Coke and Mentos geyser video, weighed, according to Jameson's father, 1,051 pounds and measured 9'4" from snout to tail. We're not taking Mr. Stone's word for this. Jerry Cunningham owns Jerry's Taxidermy in Oxford, Alabama, where he is in the process of making the monument out of this monumental animal. Mr. Cunningham, how big is this hog?
Well, it's about twice the size of a normal wild hog that we would see on a big scale. Most of the hogs that come in are probably 250 to 350 in weight, and a large one will be 500.
How do you account for this? Do you think it's an especially old animal, or is this a particularly lush area where pigs eat very well? What do you think?
Oh, yes, it's a lush area like that, but it's probably just an old animal to get that size.
How many folks have come around to take a look at this this beast?
Well, we hadn't been able to show anybody. It's just a hide. Now we're preparing the hide for the mount. We've had lots of calls.
Yeah.
Mostly good comments. We've had a few negative comments.
There are people who feel that hunting is a blood sport, and there are people who object to this. They find it immoral.
Right. I don't. I think in the Bible, God gave us dominion over animals for our use, and if you're going to use the animal, it's okay to hunt.
The transport of this animal after he was shot must have been also a great challenge.
Right. The guy that owns the preserve, he brought his tractor down to the creek where the hog finally expired, and they had to cut a tree out of the way to get to the creek with a tractor and picked it up with a chain on the front bucket. It was taller than a basketball goal. It was high.
You mean when it was hung from snout to tail, it was almost just about 10 feet, which would be...
Oh, it was hung by his back leg. He was longer than that.
Longer than that, so longer than 10 feet tall.
Yeah, I got there just to cape out the animal.
To cape it out. You have to explain. It's a term of art from taxidermy.
Okay, that's just the head mount from the shoulders to the snout.
And how big an ornament is that going to be?
Well, his neck is 54 inches, and his shoulders are 74 inches around.
So this is not to be hung on the wall of some small family rec room by any means.
Well, it can be hung in an 8-foot ceiling, but it's going to be big.
How long will the job take before you finish your work as a taxidermist?
We're going to put it ahead because we have a whitetail deer expo in Birmingham every year in July, and we want to have it ready for the July expo. So many people want to see it there.
Oh, he's going on the road.
Yeah, the people we're mounting for, they'll probably have a booth and have it in there.
And what have you been referring to this at? Does he have a name in the shop when you work on him?
No, my shop.
Yeah, do they refer to him in any particular way?
No, the big pig.
Just the big pig.
All the friends they've called, and anybody that knows me, they've called. Hey, can I come down and see the big pig? Well, it's not visible to see. It's in the freezer in a plastic bag.
And I gather that the Stone family will be eating sausage for a long time from this.
Yeah, we didn't do the meat. We were just doing the head mount. But I'm sure they had lots of meat.
Well, Mr. Cunningham, thank you very much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you very much.
That's Jerry Cunningham, who owns Jerry's Taxidermy in Oxford, Alabama, talking about, as he would tell you, the big pig. This particular wild hog weighed in at 1,051 pounds and measured 9 feet 4 inches.